This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Louder. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar.
ماشاء الله ماشاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. All praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we praise him and we seek his assistance and we seek his guidance and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the adverse consequences of our deeds. We testify that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever he misguides, none can guide. And we request praises and blessings upon the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his messenger. To our boys and girls, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, mashaAllah, from myself, from Abdullah, from Khadija, and from Ahmed, we greet you with the greetings of Islam, the greetings of peace, the greetings of the people of Jannah. And I can confirm that each and every one of us here missed each and every one of you. And I pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful Eid last Ramadan, because if you remember, our last Young Learners Hub was during the month of Ramadan. And I welcome you all to a new season of worship. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. A new season of worship known as the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Thus, we have our Young Learners Hub Dhul Hijjah special. Why do I call it another season of worship? Well, because Ramadan was our first season of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the day of Eid at the end of that Ramadan. Now, that Ramadan, where were we? We were under lockdown. Do you remember?
Yes.
How was your guys' Eid? Were you guys under lockdown? How was your guys' Eid?
Nice.
Alhamdulillah. It was different.
It was a stay-at-home
Eid. It was a stay-at-home Eid, alhamdulillah. But alhamdulillah, during our day of Eid and days of Eid, we thought of you all, and we hope that you all had a wonderful Eid. Now, don't forget, boys and girls, to click the share button, to hit the like button, and to tell me where you guys are from as well. Let me know where you guys are from, inshallah, and perhaps I can mention your names in tomorrow's episode. Alhamdulillah, for Dhul Hijjah, or our Dhul Hijjah special, we're going to have 3 Young Learners Hub episodes. Today's the first one. Tomorrow's the next one, and Wednesday will be the third one. And then on Thursday, inshallah, there'll be a quiz for you guys based on our sessions together. And whoever does well in the quiz, inshallah, I'll be sending you guys a certificate. Now, I hope you got your Ramadan certificate by now, and I hope you got your certificate from our Young Learners Hub lockdown series, which was before Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has brought us to Dhul Hijjah. Now, Dhul Hijjah is which month of the year? Is it the 9th month of the year or the 8th month of the year, Ahmed? Which month of the year is it?
I don't know.
Khadija, which month of the year is it?
I don't know.
You don't know. Abdullah, which month of the year is it? Is it the 11th or is it the 12th or is it the 13th month or the 14th month? How many months do we have in a year? Muhammad, mashallah, answered and said it's the 12th month of the year. Thank you for helping Abdullah and Khadija and Ahmed, ya Muhammad. Dhul Hijjah is the 12th month of the Islamic year. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created all the months of the year, and he chose some months and he made them better than other months, or more important, or more virtuous than other months. What's virtuous? Khadija is saying, what is virtuous? MashaAllah, that's a very, very good question, ya Khadija. Virtuous means more special, okay? Because it has more rewards. Right, like Ramadan is a virtuous month because Ramadan has more
virtuous.
It's more virtuous. Why is it more virtuous? Because it has more rewards, isn't it? Yeah. So Dhul Hijjah is also more virtuous because it has more rewards. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates different things and He gives different things a higher rank than other things.
What's rank?
What's rank? He makes certain things higher in position than other things. So you can have everything here, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes something higher. Makes it more special. Gives it a higher rank. Allah chooses. Right? So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose all, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the days of the week. But which day did He make the most special day?
Friday.
The day of?
Friday.
The day of Jumu'ah. Ahsanti, Ahmed. The day of Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also created all the nights of the year. Which nights did He make more special than the rest of the nights? But before that, the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And we discussed this in Ramadan. The last 10 nights of Ramadan, Allah made these nights more special than all the nights of the year. Then out of the 10 nights of Ramadan, Allah took one night and made it even more special. Which night was that?
Laylatul Qadr.
Ahsanti ya Khadija and ya Abdullah and ya Ahmed. Laylatul Qadr. The night of virtue and decree and power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this night is better than 1,000 months. Subhanallah. Khadija went, you're right. It's better than 1,000 months. Okay? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created also all of mankind.
What's mankind?
Mankind refers to, or when we say mankind, we mean the boys and the girls. The men and the women. That's mankind.
Like inside the masjid you have a girl masjid and a boy masjid.
Like in the masjid you have a girl section to the masjid and a boy section to the masjid. Not exactly like that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind. Mankind refers to people. Yeah. Allah created men and He created women. He created people. Yeah. But then Allah gave a special rank, a special station, a special position to some of mankind over others. Like?
Prophet Ibrahim.
Like the prophets of Allah. Before Prophet Ibrahim, Allah gave a special rank to the prophets of Allah. And from the prophets, He raised in rank before the Ulul Azm.
He raised the messengers.
The messengers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind. Then from mankind, He raised the prophets in rank. The prophets were more special. Then from the prophets, He raised the messengers. The messengers were more special. Then from the messengers, He raised five messengers and they were known as the
Ulul
Azm min ar-Rusul. Right? The special prophets. The prophets that Allah gave an even special rank to because they went through such difficulty and were so patient. And they are known as the prophets of absolute resolve, meaning they were so steadfast, even though things were so difficult for them. And they were five. Who are they?
Five.
Nuh alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam.
Adam alayhi salam.
Not Adam alayhi salam.
Isa.
Adam alayhi was a prophet. He wasn't a messenger. So we need five messengers. We have Nuh alayhi salam. We have Ibrahim alayhi salam. We have Isa alayhi salam. Before Isa, we have
Musa
alayhi salam. And last but not least, and obviously the most special is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these five messengers Allah made even more special than the messengers.
What is the specialness?
They're more special means Allah gave them a higher position.
Why?
Because they were Allah chose them. Allah creates things and He chooses to make certain things more special. Like you have a lot of toys, right?
Yes.
And you choose, like for example, today you chose to bring Qaswa, right?
Yes.
So Qaswa is the lucky toy today, right? Right, Khadija?
Yeah.
Khadija brought her camel, Qaswa, because we're in the days of Dhul-Hijjah, and whenever you look at pictures of Dhul-Hijjah, she sees camels. So she chose Qaswa. She named her camel Qaswa. Why is your camel called Qaswa? The children can't hear you.
Because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam camel was called Qaswa.
Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's camel was called Qaswa. So Khadija, you have plenty toys, but you gave a special present and rank and position to Qaswa today. You brought Qaswa here. You didn't bring your horses, for example. You didn't bring mist. You didn't bring
blackjack.
You didn't bring your cat. What's your cat's name?
Jess.
You didn't bring Jess. You didn't bring Fluffy. Right? You didn't bring any of those other toys. You chose
Qaswa.
So how you chose Qaswa, right? You chose, right? You make, so Qaswa is, today he's got a special present. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of his creation and he gives a special present and position to parts of his creation over other parts, right? So we said Allah created all the days and he gave a special of the week and he gave a special position to Jumu'ah. Allah created all the nights of the year. He gave a special position to
the last 10 nights
of Ramadan. And from the last 10 nights of Ramadan, he gave a special position to
Laylatul Qadr.
Okay. Allah created all the days of the year. And he gave a special rank and special status. And he chose 10 days. Which 10 days are those?
The first 10 days of Al-Hijjah.
Do you guys know the which 10 days? The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Ahsant. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Allah chose these days and made it the most special days.
Why?
Because Allah chose them. And Allah does what He wants. Allah is the creator. Allah is the owner. Allah creates what He wants. And He gives a special position and present to parts of His creation over other parts. And Allah says in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ وَاللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. That Allah creates what He wants, and then He gives a special status to parts of His creation as He wants. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَارَةِ. No one came and told Allah to do it. No one came and made Allah do it. Allah did it because He wanted to do it. Because Allah is the only one worthy of worship. Allah is the greatest. Allah is the creator. Allah is the master. Right?
Yes, yes.
And Allah is in charge. So Allah is saying, I created everything, even the days, even the nights. And I chose the day of Jumu'ah. I chose the days of Eid. I chose the month of Ramadan. No one came and made Allah do it. Right? So Allah chose the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah to be the most special days of the year. But who can tell me which is the most special day of the year? Ahmed, what do you think? The most special day. We said the most special days are the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. Okay? The most special days. Which is the most special super duper day?
I know.
Abdullah knows. Does Ahmed know?
Yes.
Yes? Khadija says Ahmed knows. Ahmed is saying he's not too sure. Khadija, do you know?
I don't know, but I can try.
You can try? You don't know, but you can try? Okay, give it a try.
Laylatul Qadr.
Laylatul Qadr is the best night of the year. It's a good try. Give me 5. Good try. But we want to know the best day of the year. Everyone on Young Learners Hub is saying Arafah. The day of Arafah is the best day of the year. Everyone is saying Yawmul Arafah, Yawmul Arafah. Good try, guys. Good try. And you know what? Some scholars have said the same thing. Some scholars have said the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, is the best day of the year. However, other scholars have said, and maybe Allah knows best, but this seems more correct. Other scholars have said, like Shaila and others are saying right now, mashallah, Eidul Adha, the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. The 10th of Dhul-Hijjah is the best day of the year. Subhanallah. So Allah created the best days of the year, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. Then Allah chose one day and made it even more special. It's known as the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. Yawm Al-Eid or Yawm Al-Nahr. These are different names. Yawm Al-Nahr means the day of sacrifice. Because remember you sacrifice animals, right? Remember last Eid, Abdullah and Ahmed went to the farm and there were animals and the animals were sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's called the day of sacrifice. Also, it's known as the day of Eid because it's Eid day and we pray Eid Salah. Isn't Khadija? We wear our best clothes and we smell nice and we pray Eid Salah, right? So the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Eid, is known as or is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah knows best to be the best day of the year. So now we understand, boys and girls, how Allah creates different things and how Allah chooses some things to be more special than other things. And as we remember this, whilst we in the best days of the year, we remember this lesson and we remember, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship besides
Allah.
One Allah. Right? Because Allah chose all these things to be special by Himself as He taught us. So if Allah says, Wallahu yakhluqu ma yasha'u wa yakhtar, that Allah creates what He wants and He chooses some things to be special over other things, and we enter the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah and we remember this, we remember La ilaha illallah. There is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah. Now, what makes the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah so special? Well, we said Allah chose these days. When Allah chooses it, then it's special. But oops, Qaswa has gone for a walk. Let's keep Qaswa with Khadija, okay? Gotta keep Qaswa. I think Qaswa wants to have a walk. What is a virtue from the virtues of the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah? Remember we said in Ramadan, we said the doors of Jahannam are closed, the doors of Jannah are opened, the shayateen are tied, and Allah multiplies our rewards. We spoke about what makes Laylatul Qadr special. We said Allah rewards you for with rewards better than 1,000 months, remember?
That's because all the bad people are tied because they're so bad that they want them to
be. The shaitans, they're tied. That's in Ramadan. But what makes the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah special? Do you know, Abdullah?
No.
You don't know? Are you sure? I think you know. But I think Abdullah's thinking of the cricket match. Yes,
no.
There's a cricket match on right now, but it's rain delayed. I know Abdullah was thinking about it before our young learner's obsession. Because every time I ask him something, he goes, I don't know.
No.
Which is surprising because I know he knows. If he doesn't know, it means he's not listening to us young learner's hub. You guys are all with me and Abdullah isn't with us. Ahmed, what do you think? Is Abdullah with us? Because every time I ask him a question, he goes, I don't know. So it means he's not with us. He's thinking about rain delayed cricket. England versus West Indies.
Baba, I have a question. Why does camels have two humps on their back?
Oh, Khadija has a question. Khadija's asking me, why do camels have two humps on their back? I only have one answer for that. And that answer is because Allah created some camels with one hump on their back and some camels with two humps on their back. But inshallah, you can research it. And in tomorrow's Young Learners Hub, you can tell everybody the answer, okay? All right, guys. What makes these days super special? Right? We said Allah chose these days, yes. But also what makes these days super special is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that there's no deeds done during these, or there are no better days to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that our deeds, our good deeds, our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than our deeds done on any other day. That's what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, because Allah chose these days. Allah chose these days. If you pray salah during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, it has more rewards than salah during any other day. If you fast during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and mashallah, some of our young learners, hub attendees are telling me they're fasting, mashallah, I can see that. If you fast during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, your fast has more rewards than fasting, voluntary fast, of course, not compulsory fast, voluntary fast. What are voluntary fasts? Voluntary fasts are fasts you don't have to do, but you do it because you want to make Allah happy. It's not like Ramadan fasts. Ramadan fasts are compulsory. You have to do it. No choice, because Allah said Allah wants you to fast in Ramadan. So we have to fast. But outside of Ramadan, we don't have to fast. But some people want to make Allah happy, so they fast, right? But Allah taught us through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you fast a voluntary fast, not a compulsory fast, a voluntary fast, during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, or more correctly, the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, because you can't fast on the day of Eid, and the day of Eid is the 10th day of Dhul-Hijjah. So the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, whoever fasts during these 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah, you will get more rewards than fasting any other day. Whoever reads Quran during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, you will get more rewards during these days than you will get when you read Quran during any other day. Subhanallah. Whoever... Even in Ramadan, yes. Whoever gives charity,
even Eid,
whoever gives charity besides the Eid that's coming, The Eid that's coming has more rewards than the Ramadan Eid.
Why?
Because this Eid is in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and the deeds that are done during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are the most special, as we said. Right, Khadija?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, your reading of the Quran during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah has more rewards than reading Quran during any other day. If you give charity, money to people who need money, if you help them, these rewards are far greater than doing the same deed during any other day of the, or during any other month of the year, or during any other day of the year. If you be good to your parents, if you be good to your parents, we must always be good to our parents, right, children?
Yes.
We must always be good to our
parents.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you must be good to your mother and you must be good to your father. But and you get rewards for it. But if you be good to your parents during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, you will get even more rewards than being good to your parents during any other day. Why, Khadija? You know the answer. Because Allah chose the days. So think about this, boys and girls. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah is super special. Super special. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen these days. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward us with rewards far greater than the rewards we get when we do the same act during any other day of the year. Subhanallah. Now, why would we waste these days, boys and girls? Would we waste these days?
No.
We shouldn't waste these days. Because Allah is giving us a bonus round. He's giving us a round in which we can get more rewards of days in just one day. Imagine you give charity today and Allah rewards you as if you gave charity for so many years, so many months. Huh? You be good to your parents today and Allah rewards you the rewards of being good to your parents for so many days and so many weeks and so many months and so many years. We don't know how many rewards Allah gives us, but we know that it's a lot. Right? Imagine, why would you waste these days? Why would you not be good to your parents? Why would you not pray your salah? Right? Why would you not try and fast? Why would you not try and give charity, right? So we should try our best to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with different deeds. Remember in our lockdown series of Young Learners Hub, we said Jannah has so many doors. Remember that, boys and girls?
Yes.
And we said we should try and knock all the doors of Jannah. There's a door for those who pray salah, for those who fast, for those who be good to their parents, for those who are good with the Quran. We should try and knock all these doors every day during the days of Dhul Hijjah, the special first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, right?
Yes.
Right? We should be sure to knock all those doors. How do we knock all those doors? By making sure we read some Quran every day. We be good to our, we be even more special to our parents every day. We try and fast if we can. I know not everyone can fast, but we try, and so on and so forth. Also, when you be good brothers and sisters to each other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you. Imagine if you be good brothers and sisters to each other during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, where you share your toys, you play with each other, right? You forgive each other, you don't get quickly angry with each other, right? Allah rewards you for being good. Imagine if you be good with each other during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, subhanallah, right? So these are the days of Dhul Hijjah, boys and girls. The best days of the entire year. And on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, we will experience the best day of the entire year. Okay? And another thing that makes these days super special is that these days are attached to one of the pillars of Islam. Who can tell me which pillar of Islam these days are attached to? Remember Ramadan? We said Ramadan is attached to a pillar of Islam. Which pillar of Islam is that? What do you do in Ramadan?
Fasting.
Fasting. Well done, Ahmed. Dhul Hijjah is attached to another pillar of Islam. Which pillar, Ahmed? Everyone wants to hear you. How many pillars of Islam do we have?
Five.
We have five. Which pillar of Islam do we... Which pillar of Islam is attached to the first 10... To the month of Dhul Hijjah, and especially the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah? Hajj, Ahsant, Ahmed.
How many doors does Jannah have?
Jannah has plenty doors, my baby. Plenty doors. All right, mashallah, and everyone in the Young Learners Hub, they are answering Hajj, 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 Hajj. Well done, Ahmed. Good answer, correct answer. Give me five. Well done. So Hajj is the fifth pillar of Islam, and it's attached to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Now, we know that this is the year of COVID-19 and the coronavirus. We had Ramadan under lockdown, and Hajj also has some lockdown attached to it. Normally, millions of people come for Hajj, but this year, only 1,000 or more will perform the Hajj, subhanAllah, because of COVID-19 and the coronavirus, to keep everybody safe, to protect everyone's health. It's a very small Hajj for a few people, subhanAllah. A few people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen to be His guests. Because when you go for Hajj, you are the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen around 1,000 people or a little bit more to do Hajj this year. Not 10,000, I think 1,000 or a little bit more, maybe 10,000, but I think a little bit less, Shaila, mashallah. Shaila has been keeping tabs with all the news pertaining to Hajj. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you, Shaila, for Hajj one day, and take everyone in our Young Learners Hub to Mecca and Medina for Hajj one day. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam, is also attached to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And I will be telling you in tomorrow's session and the session after tomorrow, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the days of Hajj. Why? Because a lot of the things that people do during the days of Hajj, they do it because Ibrahim alayhi salam did it. It comes from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Okay? So all you guys, alhamdulillah, have joined us today. And today's session, the first session of the Young Learners Hub, was about learning about the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and why they special. And alhamdulillah, we've done that. Tomorrow, make sure you tell your friends and family, tell your cousins, tell your friends, share with them our channel, okay? And tell them to join. Wherever they are in the world, tell them to join. We are going to be discussing the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the days of Hajj. But we're not going to study the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam from when he was a small boy. Because you guys already know that, right?
Yes.
When did I teach you guys that?
In the first
Young Learners Hub. Excellent, Ahmed and Abdullah. During the first Young Learners Hub, we spoke about Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was with his father, and his father was making idols, and Ibrahim alayhi salam was telling his father, don't worship the idols, worship one Allah. And his father wasn't listening, and nobody was listening. So Ibrahim alayhi salam went, and what did he do? He smashed all the idols except the big one. Remember, Khadija? He left the big one. And then when the people came and said, who did this to our idols? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, ask the big one. But everyone knew that the idols can't speak, the idols can't move, the idols can't talk, the idols can't hear, right? But Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted them to think that how can you worship something that can't even move? It can't even help you, right? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Abdullah has joined us, MashaAllah. You're right, Abdullah, MashaAllah. Which surah is that ayah in? All right, Abdullah's going to do some research, inshallah, and tell us which surah this ayah is in. But I know it's close to you. You know it. Really? It's before. Surah Al-Anbiya. Ahsant, ya Abdullah. Ahsant. So Abdullah read for us an ayah from Surah Al-Anbiya in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Ibrahim alayhi salam said to the people, go and ask the big one. If the big one can speak, he'll tell you who did it. But obviously, the big one couldn't speak because idols don't speak. And then the people got angry. And then they built a big fire to throw Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire. And they built this big catapult because the fire was so hot. Remember, whoever's forgotten that story, you can visit our previous Young Learners Hub episodes, which are on my YouTube channel, on our YouTube channel, Build Your Jannah YouTube channel. And then what happened when the catapult threw him into the fire? What did he say? He said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. He made the dua, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. He made the dua to Allah that Allah is enough for me. And Allah told the fire to be cool and safe. Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah made the fire safe and cool for Ibrahim. So that's what we learned during our previous Young Learners Hub. From tomorrow, I'm going to tell you what happened to Ibrahim after he got out of the fire, until he built the Kaaba, insha'Allah. And we're going to talk about this in light of the days of Dhul Hijjah. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, my young boys and my young girls, don't forget to keep on reciting the takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Ahmed, they couldn't hear you. They want you to say it by yourself loud so they can hear.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar.
Excellent, Ahmed. So don't forget to keep on reciting this takbir, because this takbir is something that Allah loves us to recite, especially during the days of Dhul Hijjah, up to the 13th of Dhul Hijjah, actually. Right? And it's our teachers teach us that it's a remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is specific to these days, meaning it's for these days. So we should recite it as much as we can before the days finish. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Excellent. So that brings us to the end of today's first Young Learners Hub Dhul Hijjah edition session. And inshallah, I'll see you tomorrow at the same time and the day after at the same time. And we will be discussing the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam in association with the days of Dhul Hijjah. Please don't forget to share this link, share the program with your family, press like, press share. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And to everyone who is telling me that they love me and they love Abdullah and Khadija and Ahmed, we love you all too. Be good boys and be good girls. And until tomorrow, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.